Another episode of the Purple Project Podcast comes right now. Postcast, men's basketball, Kansas State, this is K-State's podcast, all things K-State sports, the Purple Project Podcast. Our tagline, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast, 2013 K-State grad, now current alum, obviously, to this podcast. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday night. On Monday morning to listen to this episode. This will be prime time following the conclusion of the AFC divisional game, the last game of the division round between the most. I'm excited for the game. Well, I'm recorded for the game, obviously. But when y'all hear this, the Chiefs will know which team they're going to be playing in. Preferably, this is me speaking because I got the mic in my hands. So you guys do not. I want to see Ravens Chiefs Part 2, the sequel. Of championship weekend. That's what we're looking at here, folks. That's what I want to see. But again, I mean, no disrespect to Josh Allen. Josh Allen's an awesome quarterback. Both Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, awesome quarterbacks. But one, it's a shame. One has to go home after this game. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what all happens. But going back to Kansas State sports for a few minutes here, postcast, all things Kansas State sports. Like, subscribe, hit that notification bell every time you post content daily, even if people who don't answer texts can't listen as well. Take a shot. So anyways, that's beside the point. But speaking of taking shots, Kansas State took another shot, men's basketball, at KU in Lawrence. I caught the last 6 minutes of the game at a bar, at a North Kansas City bar yesterday afternoon. Caught the last 6 minutes of the game there, and another strong start for KU. Not a surprise there. That carried KU by Kansas State last night, 84-74 on the men's side of things there as well. This started out nightmare for Jerome Tang continues 14-0 It was CJ Jones who scored a first bucket for the Cats to end that avalanche that we are so accustomed to seeing when going to Lawrence for our K-State men's basketball. Cause we see it every single year. I told you, like, you know what doesn't happen, Lawrence, right? We get run out of the building. That pretty much almost happened there, but you gotta give kudos. As much as we sit here and be critical, like we should, amidst basketball, we gotta give them praises for getting themselves back in the ball game there and cutting the deficit to, like, it was down 14-6. At halftime there in his basketball game there as well. Ugo getting a huge dunk there, 32-26 there. The Wildcats, again, were in a deep hole in the second half, though, trailing by 15. When you go on the road like that, especially you, K-State Nation knows this all too well, going on the road in Lawrence for us is an adventure out there, folks. Very adventure out there, folks. You get wrapped up in the crowd and all this other stuff, trolling and all that. It's a rivalry game. Doing stuff out of showdown. You know, they want to protect their home court and all this stuff. Good for them and all that. But, yeah, Kansas led more than 15 points there in the game. But, K-State, though, late. And this is where I can come into play. Here, K-State late in this game. I watched the last 6 minutes. In North KC bar, 76-70, down by 6, 2 minutes to go, and it couldn't make plays there late there in the game. Brandon House missed a three there late in the game there, and of course, I'll keep it PG with Hunter Dickinson. Put him up by 9 there. That pretty much a little layup. See the deal there for Kansas in this basketball game as they once again handle K-State at home yesterday afternoon in this basketball game. Now I just don't want to do what it wants to do. 84-74. Kansas came in this match ranked 9th in the top 25. There we go. As well, in Kansas State, Jerome Tang's crew, losing streak, 5 games. Women's basketball, as I'm sitting here currently recording right now and watching the women's basketball game at the moment, 13-game winning streak. Right now, they led by 10 at that. I gotta correct myself here. Looking back at the box score a little bit, Kansas led by 10. They did not lead by 6 at the break. They led by 10, and then even score. Yeah, this is not gonna cut it. 45 all from both ends. There's both teams score 45 in the second half. Coleman Hawkins played the whole game, 40 minutes, played the whole entire game. Led the Cats 15 points, had a steal, block, 10 assists, double Coleman Hawkins of only 5 of 14 shooting from the field, 1 of 7 from downtown, finding ways to get, oh man, I see that 5 of 14, 1 of 7 from the field there, but somehow, though, he was an impact player, like people have told me there. He was doing it in different ways. David Gasson, 13 points last night for him, or yesterday. I keep saying last night. This game happened yesterday. There, total of 5 rebounds for him. Max Jones, 11 points for him as well. 3 of 9 shooting. Gasson, 5 of 7. David Castillo, 23 minutes. I'm calling him out because 6 points, 2 steals. Had an assist in the game. No rebounds, but David Castillo, this is the most he's played in a game this year. For him, Ugo, 15 minutes. CJ Jones, 13. Doug McDaniel played most of the game as well. 9 points for Doug McDaniel. Brandon Housen had 7. Ugo had 9. Castillo, 6. CJ Jones, 4. There you go there. And K-State, despite... losing by 10 points. Oh, boy. Okay. Now, the laptop goes to those issues right now. But anyways, look, 45% shooting from the field. Only 23% from 3. Ugly stat right there. 73% from the stripe. 8 chicken chance points. 34 points in the paint. Fast break, 0.6. Points off of turnovers, 13. Bench points. Bench was a factor getting back in this game. 19. Hunter Dickinson, we'll scroll to him real quick. Between he and Zeke Mayo, almost 50 points combined between the two players. 49 points exactly between Dickinson and Mayo 50 points, 84. That's near half. That's near half of KU's points yesterday. Yes, well, DeJuan Harris added 15. For Jayhawks, that's another win for Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse yet again after getting off to a 14-0 start. Again, I don't know why it keeps happening at Allen Fieldhouse. I don't understand what happened. I mean, we've seen it happen at other places too, not just Allen Fieldhouse, but in particular Allen Fieldhouse. This is a Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Ninth ranked Kansas took care of K-State in the part 1 of Dylan Sunflower Showdown 2025 last night. In act 1 in that, 84-74 last night. But I don't know specifically why it happens in Allen Fieldhouse. You get it in a hole. We saw it with Dean Brown, with Canberry and Dean. Fall behind, deep in the hole. Try to call yourself out of it. And by the time halftime hits, it's too late. It's too late. You cannot start every game in that position, whether it's Allen Fieldhouse or not, I don't care. It's the fact that we've seen this movie played on repeat for so long. And I think it was the year before, the year after that whole travel situation in Allen Fieldhouse to win the game. Oh, don't get me started on that. But you just can't put yourself in that deep hole and expect to win a game like they're in. I already said the winning streak, losing streak there as well. Jerome Tang here. Let me see. I'm just going to go with improvement because right now this team, they need all positive vibes they can get. Especially what I've been hearing on the women's side, which they're winning games. And I just got done recording that portion not too long ago, which will be out this week. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Jerome Tang, quote, "I thought we executed the game plan on how we wanted to attack them offensively and put them in some difficult situations. I thought that defensively we tried to do our part, but it's a credit to them. They had guys who made shots." Guys, they had two guys that made shots. Dickinson, obviously going to make one of them. And Zeke Mayo. I just talked about that. But anyways, the guys that made shots, who have made shots, and that's basketball. But I like how connected we were. I saw a really positive body language out there. I saw guys moving forward the whole time. So I like what I saw. I didn't like the results. I haven't liked the results. We got to keep getting better to get where we want to go. Yeah, five games. You have lost five straight games. Results is in the scoreboard. Taking a tidbit from Tom Brady. Or who said that, actually? No, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman. Talking about you winning the games, other stat line, but the main score was counts. And the main score is K-State men's basketball has lost five straight games. So that's there, but at least, you know, Jerome Tang has finally started to acknowledge, you know, hey, we ain't winning basketball games, but we got to prove somewhere, right? So next in line for this team, moving forward now, they stay on the road and face Baylor. Good, Jerome Tang, going back to his old stomping grounds. Baylor, that'll be on Wednesday, midweek showdown. So that's Wednesday coming up, 8 o'clock Central Time. This game will be on ESPNU, kind of national televised. And then they have them in West Virginia. West Virginia is 3-1 in conference play. Baylor 3-2 in Big 12 play, and overall 11-5. While West Virginia is 12-3. So again, it doesn't get any easier. This is a tough stretch for this basketball team, and we'll see what happens. We'll just see what cards unfold for Jerome Tang, Coleman Hawkins, and the rest of the squad coming up here this week as they face off against Baylor, and then come home next weekend to face off against West Virginia as their losing streak unfortunately continues. We'll see what happens next week. Oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, K-State. Hang on a second. Here, let me go back for a minute. Back to the other tab here. Kansas State, by the way, 7-10 now in the season and 1-5 in Big 12 play. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it where the podcast is found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. Don't forget about our bonus content over on Podbean. Alex will return this week. Alex A., my co-host out there in San Diego, California. Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. GRIER, number 3, EDID, apostrophe S Podcast. For more, you want more bonus coverage of your cats? That's the place to get it, right over there. All right, that's going to wrap things up on another postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Dylan Sunflower Showdown 2025, part 1. Ninth ranked Kansas 84, your Wildcats 74. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, all things K-State sports. Talk to y'all going into the new week. Go Cats. Okay?